The following radio program may contain brief, coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Where the Wind Blows. Where the Wind Blows.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
I'm Zach Marullo.
And here in studio with us, we have...
Steph.
Welcome back. Good to have you back. You can move that mic, by the way.
Why?
Because, you know, we can't hear you.
Hello?
That works. We'll fix it later.
Okay.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, wow, it's great to be back. And I just need the table.
Yes.
Ow.
It's great to be back after the Where the Wind Blows, like, 1 month hiatus.
It's great to be back for you guys.
Pretty much what it was.
Since March.
That's true.
Enough said.
Does that mean she wins or loses? I don't know. I can't tell.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Anyways, guys, great to be back here in the studio. It's been a little while since before Canada Day was the last time we Where the Wind Blows was actually on air, and now we've got. Well, we're back, and we've got a lot of stuff to go through. Lots happened. We got a lot to talk about because we haven't been here in a month. We're gonna go do a couple things that we're gonna. Well, we'll see where the wind blows, shall we?
Okay.
So, how's your summer been, Zach?
It's been pretty easygoing. Well, for the most part, work, a little bit of vacation, a little bit of relaxing during the weekends, but pretty much normal summer for a college student, really.
Nice. This immense heat, like, how have you been keeping cool?
Air conditioning. That's pretty much the answer for everybody. I don't know about you. I don't know what hick town you guys come from, but I'm pretty sure
the
everyone.
Schwa.
Oh dear God! I come from Uxbridge, and even that's bad for us.
The dirty schwa.
But yeah,
I'm from
AC.
Woodstock.
Yeah, that's pretty far. But yeah, AC and swimming. Swimming.
Screw you for having a pool.
And you, me too.
And you too.
I don't have a pool. I have a pond in my backyard, but my grandparents have a pool, and I have a cottage near a lake.
I think you just owned us all.
Yes. Yes, I did.
You're cut.
Next.
Steph, what have you been doing to keep cool this summer?
Not a whole heck of a lot. I've been working at Walmart, so... The air conditioning broke. I didn't really keep cool at that point. But other than that, just swimming, hanging out with people, walking around, nothing.
Walking around the room. That's how we do things here. Man, I really gotta stop doing that.
Canada's Wonderland.
Oh, God. That was fun. It was actually... Steph and I went to Canada's Wonderland about a week ago because, I don't know, we just thought we'd do it for shits and giggles. And it was fun. Have you been on that Windseeker yet, Zach?
No, I haven't. I really want to go on that.
You've been on the Behemoth, though, right?
I went on last year when it first came out. It was awesome!
Yeah!
If anybody doesn't agree with
go
me,
on,
then...
Go at night.
If anybody doesn't agree with me, they can go beep themselves, because it's an awesome ride.
Beep!
I'll admit, it's not as intense as some people say. It's like, Oh my god, it's the most intense thing ever. But it's only ups and downs. It's little arches. There's no loop-de-loops or anything. If it had that and like corkscrews and everything, that would be awesome.
Come on, that drop was amazing.
Yeah, but after the first time, it's not as exhilarating.
No, it's always exhilarating. I think it's
still
exhilarating.
I still think Top Gun is the most
oh, yeah.
I went on that for the first time last week, too. Oh, yeah. I got to go do this again.
Besides the fact that your head rattles inside the cage, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Zach, have you been to Cedar Point?
Once when
screw
I was
you
little.
Both. Both
was
of you.
Thrill Dragster there.
Mm-hmm.
That's intense.
I'm going to cut both you guys soon.
Stop being so jealous and get on with the show.
Oh, dear Lord. But, yeah, so we've got a lot of good stuff going on here. Summer-wise, yeah, we've been to Wonderland a couple times this summer. A few friends, the GF, a.k.a. Steph over here. Who's actually is the special guest of the week, and hopefully you can come in more often.
Hopefully.
It's fun to have you around. Of course, yes, you too, Zach. We love you. Don't worry. Yay. It's okay.
We love
it's okay.
Zach.
talking about beating the heat, though, this studio finally has air conditioning.
Woo!
Woohoo!
God,
I am enjoying this.
So no more stuffiness in here for us. Sorry to disappoint you, ladies and gentlemen, but now we no longer do the show naked. Sorry, guys.
I told you before that the live YouTube idea was a bad idea in live Skype, but now we can actually do it.
Yeah, because now we don't have to worry about showing off body parts that people don't want to see.
Especially when people request us to dance to songs. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed.
No, we were. We just decided not to do Skype with it in those conditions.
No.
What
no,
was
no,
it?
No.
It was the YMCA, and what else did we do?
Just he's not allowed to do it.
Steph was pointing at me.
I'm pretty sure because me laughing, that was obvious.
Well, you could have gotten confused with the two laughs. You don't know that.
I don't know. He could be laughing because he feels uncomfortable that I'm owning his body, apparently.
Interesting.
Possessiveness.
It's
a little bit. We got a couple. We got a shout out to do. Kelvin is unable to make it to the studio this week again.
Oh, Kelvin, I miss you.
We all miss Kelvin.
Come on, buddy. We understand that you're a professional DJ now.
Kelvin,
but you can still have time for us, man.
Exactly.
I came all the way from Woodstock to see you again, and you're not here.
He's actually not even listening.
He'll listen later.
Poo on you.
I'll make him listen later.
He's at a family reunion, but kudos to you, buddy. So, hope you're having fun out there. And to the band of Marianas Trench, who is out in Regina right now doing their sound check. Good luck to you guys out there. You guys aren't listening, but it's just...
We'll make you listen later.
Well, duh. So, geez, yeah. I don't know if the phones were. Do we know if the phone's working anymore? No?
I don't think it's working this week, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, you guys know how to get a hold of us. Facebook, Twitter. Facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Twitter, where wind blows are. Now we have a Tumblr account. This is new. Well, because you know how we're always, talking about, pictures that we see or videos that we see on YouTube?
Yes.
Well, now
yes.
We can post it ahead of time so people already know what we're talking about.
I think we should also get that YouTube account idea in the works as well.
Yes. Speaking about, good thing you brought that up. We've been thinking about, guys, that we were going to start doing the show every now and then, setting up a few cameras and having the... Oh, I lost my train of thought.
Spying on people?
No.
Watching
no,
people
we're,
in
we're,
their sleep?
Okay, it wasn't that. We're going to record
guys,
the...
Guys,
let's
we're Google Earth.
We're going to video record the show. And
okay,
edit it
that was my third guess.
Edit it for... edit for you guys later, so instead of just the audio on demand, we'll do both. We'll put the audio and sometimes we'll have a video on demand for you guys. Let us know what you think of that. Send us an email, wherethewindblows@live.com, Twitter, wherewindblowsare, facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Just give us a shout. But, fun stuff. Got a lot of stuff to get through today, so but without further ado, a couple weeks ago, I'm not sure if any of you guys know how much how into Marianas Trench you are, but they came out with a new single last week. It's called Haven't Had Enough. What?
How into Marianas Trench you are?
Did I say that? What?
You said you.
I meant to say you. Talking to the people out there that are listening.
You're telling them that they're interested in Marianas Trench.
I thought...
Good job.
You're out of it today, aren't you?
A little bit. It's been a busy, crazy
Everybody,
day.
Everybody, Eric's obsessed with Marianas Trench.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Eric Cherry, and I am slow. But anyways, now Marianas Trench came out with a new single a couple weeks ago called Haven't Had Enough, and that's going to kick you off with our first music break of the day. And Woo. So, ladies and gentlemen, Haven't Had Enough by Marianas Trench.
Woo.
Apparently, we have to turn the music on first.
Apparently.
That is normally, ideal.
It's a positive idea.
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Marianas Trench, Haven't Had Enough.
Testing, testing, I'm just suggesting you and I might not be the best thing. Exit, somehow I guessed it right. Alright, but I still want ya, don't mean to taunt ya. If you leave now, I'll come back and haunt ya. You'll remember, return to sender now. Well, I just wish we could go back one more time and begin it back before.
suggesting you and I might just be the best thing. Something is wrong, I'm floating down a river where I don't belong without you. Cause if I fall without you, now I see it's all clear to me. I could do a lot of things, but I could never be without you. Cause if I fall without you, and you pick me up when I am down, and you
you'll be turn it up cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play, I love the bay just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out, all that ass hanging out. Bikinis, zucchinis, martinis, no weenies, just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady, look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you representing California.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
What's up? A little bit of awkward silence.
Little bit, guys.
I had to.
Who's awkward? We're not awkward.
No, we're not awkward. No.
Whatever.
If you compare us to awkward people, then no, we're not. Just a little mind trip for you guys.
Oh, lols.
The end of the day.
Lol. Yo!
Okay.
Firefox, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, can we start talking?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just trying to open up Facebook so we could see if there's anyone saying anything. But while we're waiting.
By the way, guys, I apologize to everybody out there who usually will look on Facebook and Twitter and see what songs we're playing. That's usually Kelvin's job, and he's MIA this week.
He's been MIA for
AWOL.
He's been MIA all summer, but at least he's been able to do this job. So we apologize in advance if you were listening to the songs and for some reason not knowing what they were, looking on Facebook and being like, they're not MIA.
That's what that one is, right. Songs. Oh, we've got a listener. Sweet. Shout out to you, Kate Knight, for tuning into the show. Thanks for listening in. Woo!
Listen number one. Woo!
Woo! At least.
Someone's listening to my awkward voice on the radio.
Ha. Oh, yeah, that's exactly, yeah. Whatever.
It's lovely. It's a lovely voice, Steph.
Oh,
it's
thank
so
you.
Pretty. I love it. It's so pretty.
Oh, I liked the one show when you said I was great in the air. That was awesome.
What?
I think that was Kelvin.
No, that was you.
What'd you say?
Zach.
What'd you say?
You were talking about having me on the show because I won, and Zach said I was great in the air. I was like, I can fly.
Sorry for the confusion about that, Ben.
I didn't
realize. But now that you're reminding me months later.
I just remembered that right now.
Oh, Lord.
That and I didn't.
That's pretty sad.
Oh, just because I remembered thinking I could fly and I was pretty kick butt.
You say kick ass. I don't care.
That's why we have the warning at the beginning.
That's why there's that warning.
I'm trying. I said holy cow earlier and it was just
That was
weird.
Just because in front of my mom. Because you didn't want to swear in front of my mom. Okay. You're not talking to my mom right now.
Right, because she's not listening.
She's not home.
Your own mommy.
We're going to take things down to a little bit more of a serious note here. Something that crossed my mind. Abortion.
Ooh, scary word.
I know. Every time that word comes up on the radio or something...
There's always something that
comes up when that word's brought up on the air, whether it's television or radio. It's always something that, you know, rocks the boat a little bit. You know what? We're gonna rock the boat a little bit today.
So every time I hear like stuff like that, controversial things like a conspiracy theory, abortion, words like that, all of a sudden John Derringer's on the radio. All of a sudden, no matter
that sounds
what,
about right.
No matter what station you're on, he's there.
It's so true, too. But, no. I'm going to pull up some stats here for you. Where'd they go? they should have. Okay, check this out. Number and this is these are U.S. stats. I couldn't find any Canadian stats for some reason because apparently Canada isn't that important in this whole thing. But
nobody
anyways,
listens to Canada.
No one ever listens to us. But that's point aside. in the United States, the number of abortions per year. Remember, this is just one country. This is in this was in 96. 1.37 million abortions per year, and that was a stat as of 1996.
In America.
And it's increased since.
That is depressing.
1.37 million abortions. So yep. That is 1.37 million people that could be here right now.
You know,
probably more because some people could have twins, triplets.
Exactly.
You know what that says about America? They're irresponsible. Period.
Period.
Americans
Done.
Are irresponsible. Period.
And immature.
Done.
Because if
you
look,
not all of them. There are. I mean, I'm not going to go out and blame the entire. You know, the entire nation because that's just
Tennessee's Bush. Pretty cool.
Why
Bush.
Tennessee? But yeah, Bush. Bush Dolly is Parton. Bush is just retarded. check this out. Number of abortions per day in the U.S.
Oh, I don't want to hear this.
3,700 per day.
That's disgusting.
That is just depressing. Now, let's just think about that for a second. 1 year, 1.37 million abortions. In one day, 3,700.
You know, that's
seriously,
all, you
that
know
is,
what that tells me?
What does that tell you?
This is the third thing that came to my mind, but it's the funniest thing, so I'm going to say it.
Okay, you go ahead.
The condom companies are getting pissed off.
Oh, probably.
Because either their products are breaking and people are getting mad, so they're getting abortions because they're getting pregnant, or people aren't using them at all. So condom companies are pissed.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, every time they see that number growing, they're like, gah!
I don't know. The commercials seem to be getting better. They must be making some money.
Yeah, exactly.
But number keeps growing.
I'm going to keep some friends. Some friends. Oh, I can't even talk today. People who I've talked
to.
Friends. Yeah, I know. Isn't that surprising?
So people you talk to aren't friends of yours? You talk to strangers?
Don't talk acquaintances. To strangers. Anyways, I've talked to some people about abortion, and I'm always surprised with how okay a lot of society is with this. Stop thinking about that for a second. Abortion is just cold-blooded murder. You can quote that all you want. I don't care who hears that. That is what abortion is. It's cold-blooded murder. Now, people are always saying, well, what if this person was raped? You know what? That kind of draws a little bit more sympathy, but not enough.
It's one of those extreme cases. It's one of those extreme
adoption.
Exceptions.
Thank you.
Adoption is always
adoption.
An option.
Yep. It's always the option. Always. If you're, like, I know somebody who just went for a pregnancy test and it was negative, but this person said to me, if I am, I can't keep it. And he said, so what are you going to do? Because obviously, I mean, you know, if you're young, you know, you can't. It's really difficult to do. I mean, it's not impossible, but it's just difficult. And so she said to me, you know, well, I said, don't you even think about doing an abortion? Because I said right from the front start, can't talk, that you will lose my respect completely if you go ahead and do that. Because that's what it is. It's cold-blooded murder.
Of someone who hasn't even gotten the chance to live yet.
Exactly. Somebody who just has never done anything to you, hasn't done anything wrong, and here they are being killed. They haven't had a chance to do anything yet. Nothing.
They haven't breathed yet.
So what are you guys' views out there? Talk to us on Facebook. Facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Twitter... Oh, I can't. What are we again? Twitter.com/wherewindblowsare. Or send us email wherethewindblows@live.com. Or I'm not sure. You can try the phone, but we're not sure if it's working because it's been on the fritz lately. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Let us know what you think of this topic. Is abortion wrong? Is it wrong? Or are there certain circumstances?
You know what? I'm going to. For the most part, I agree with you guys.
Okay.
for the most part, I agree with you that abortion is wrong. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be doing that. The number shouldn't even be in the triple digits. Shouldn't be anywhere there.
Yeah.
But there are extreme cases where it could be not necessarily right, but there aren't many other alternatives. Like, for example, rape. It's some people could argue, yes, you could
I understand.
You could keep the child and then give it away. But on the other hand, keeping that inside you, and I'm getting this from people who have unfortunately had that happen to them, keeping it in them would make them feel even more violated than the actual action in the first place. And they don't want that for 9 months.
And I know some people who would think, even if I'm giving this child up for adoption, I've been raped. The father obviously does not have particularly admirable qualities. What if those qualities are passed on to the child and I find out that my child has done that to someone else?
Exactly, because you never know.
I still stand by my thing, adoption.
I do,
I
too.
I still stand by it. I am...
Different no perspective. Matter,
yes. I also know somebody who is a relative who has Down syndrome. When she was younger, she was raped and got pregnant. Now, you think... some people may be thinking, oh, well, she has Down syndrome. She can't support a kid. You know, that's a perfectly good excuse. Wrong. You could not be more wrong. Have you seen the movie I Am Sam?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so we'll talk to Steph over here. I Am Sam is about some... he's autistic, right?
Yes.
It's somebody who is autistic, and he got a hooker... A hooker pregnant. He didn't know what was going on. He didn't understand the concept of it. And
she left
right. They left the hospital, and she got on a bus and left him with this kid. This guy who's autistic, now raising a child. You know what? He did a pretty damn good job.
He did perfectly fine.
He was a great dad. You know what? And so back to my point. You know, what is the point? Hold on. Where was my thought going? Steph, help me out here.
How can you say that people who are mentally or physically handicapped can't support a child when there are situations where that's happened and they make perfectly fine parents? I know a girl from my high school.
With a little bit of help, of course.
Well, yeah. I know a girl from my high school. Both of her parents are handicapped and they're probably the best parents she could have had.
Absolutely. Like, I never, ever think that, and I will always stay true to this, that abortion is never, ever an answer. It's cold-blooded murder. And that is my point, and I am sticking to it. You know, people have their opinions. Everybody's got their own opinions. This is mine. Because what you're doing with an abortion... there's a child in a woman's uterus, and that child, it might not be unborn, but it is alive, and it is killed. On the spot.
It has
dead.
A heartbeat.
Exactly. On that happy note.
Yeah, I just stopped talking because it was like, this is getting too depressing. Can we change? Like, can we have like a music break and then...
See, that's, what I was just someone, gonna, that's what I was going to do.
I know someone who's okay with it, but she would never do it herself. She says, I wouldn't frown upon it if somebody else did it, but I would never
have one. But let's get a little bit more
coming
in the cheery mood. Let's be a little bit more of a in the cheery mood here. We're going to start you off with some more music here. Michael Jackson and Bad is where we're going to start this music ride with. You're listening to Where the Wind Blows here on Centennial Internet Radio.
Nothing. There's a way to It's a lesson to be learned. Even the good guys get burned.
Take it from me.
See, I would give you love, the kind of love that you've only dreamed of. So if you wanna take a chance with me.
Gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. We have what? Oh, wow, shit. We already have 15 minutes left of the show. Whew.
What?
Time flies. Holy crap.
Okay, I just woke up.
Whoa! Anyways, guys, we put a poll out there. Abortion, what do you think? Is it morally wrong? Yes, no, or it depends on the situation?
Depends. That's I'm just gonna
shunned.
I'm gonna leave it at that. I don't want to get into another heated discussion
where
I'm
gonna get.
I agree. So let's drop that because that's just friggin' depressing.
Out the window.
Done. Anyways, where were we?
The wind blows out the window.
What window?
I don't know.
We're in a studio. So you know what? You know what we don't need. You know what we don't know a lot about?
What?
Steph, what are you doing in September?
I am starting at the University of Waterloo for Ooh. Fine arts.
Woo! What are you doing there?
I'm doing fine arts. I will be spending most of my time, including the wee hours of the night, in an art studio making paintings and prints and all that fun stuff.
Sweet.
Nice. By the way, I meant to ask you a while ago.
Which one?
Steph.
Oh, thanks.
Hi there.
Sorry about that.
Whatever.
But I meant to ask you, what were your final marks for your art class? Did studying the Ninja Turtles help?
No, not really, because we did the Renaissance like 3 years ago.
Okay.
But my final mark in art, I think, was a 90. What I'm really proud of is the 98 that I got in literature.
Okay, I'm getting death glares from Eric right now. If only we had prepared this
I'm
ahead
stupid,
of,
just leave me alone.
If we had prepared this ahead of time, I would be running the clip right now of that episode.
Oh, God, let's
what
not
episode?
Do that. When you were talking about Ninja Turtles, I didn't understand what was going on.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I would run the clip.
Oh, God.
You're painting someone with a Ninja Turtles hat, and you don't know that they're artists from the Renaissance.
Anyways, guys, talking about going back to not working. Wonderland, guys, Canada's Wonderland. There's so many different rides there, so many different attractions. There's so many different things there. You what pissed me off when I went back?
What?
It was not Paramount. The Star Trek store was gone.
You didn't realize this last year when
I didn't go last year. Before the first time I went this year, I haven't been in about 10 years.
I insist that it's Top Gun.
It's still Top Gun. It's not Flight Deck.
Yeah.
I refuse to call it that.
It's still Top Gun.
I refuse to call it that.
I still call them by the old names.
Oh,
Top Gun,
Tomb Raider, Italian Job.
Italian Job. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't care what they're called now. I don't care what they're called now. It's still Paramount, damn it.
I didn't know Cliffhanger
Absolutely.
Was Paramount.
Hmm?
I didn't know Cliffhanger was Paramount.
Cliffhanger, is it? I'm trying to think now. Google that.
But
Google
now
that
it's like,
I don't,
what
I don't
is it, Riptide?
So.
Riptide,
like yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
All I know is that all the
Google
water park
that.
Rides, they're all the same still.
Yeah.
The water park rides, all the slides
yeah.
and everything, they're still the same.
Because
it's all the rides based after movies.
Yeah. It's.
And I mean,
it used to be called the Wildebeest, now it's called the Wild Beast.
What is the point in having Mini Coopers on a ride that's not called Italian Job?
Because
it's
now
question.
It's called the back lot, what is it, the stunt, back lot stunt
track.
Track.
Yeah.
Coaster or something like that.
something
something
like
completely
that.
Retarded like that.
You know what I don't understand, though? Sold out, but Nickelodeon's still there.
No, it's not. It's Snoopy.
Everybody, like,
it's
a
all
lot of the
Snoopy.
Are still there.
It's all Snoopy,
Snoopy
though. It's all Snoopy.
Well, they got rid of like
the Nickelodeon thing is now gone, and it's now Snoopy World, Snoopy Land, something like that.
Okay, well, last year they were all still there.
No, it wasn't, because last year Snoopy came into effect in August. Was the first time it was there.
Last year I went and
where'd you go? When did you go? That depends on when you went.
I think I went in June.
That's why, because Snoopy came out in August.
Still, Paramount was gone,
yeah,
but Nickelodeon was still there.
I like Snoopy.
I know you do. I was just depressed with the fact that the Star Trek store was not there and there were not Klingons walking around the park.
Nerd.
Yep. To the day I die.
Do you speak Klingon?
No.
That's unfortunate.
I speak anime. That's about it.
I don't like anime.
French.
Oh, sorry. I like Pokemon. You know what? You were talking about Pokemon. You know what? See what I mean? Where the wind blows. Oh, you were talking. Were you talking?
I said Sailor Moon.
Oh, okay. Pokemon. You know what really bugs me? Is when kids nowadays, they'll come and show you these Pokemon cards. Look, I got these Pokemon cards. It's like, that's a Pokemon? Like, no, no, no. The original 150. That's Pokemon. You know, I used to know like the theme song off the top of my head. I don't know it off the top of my head anymore. I used to know 1 to 150, like the back of my hand. And then they added all this, and I was like, this isn't Pokemon anymore.
Now there's like 600.
What? Ridiculous. Seriously?
Somewhere, I think there was like 300 or somewhere around, 300, 400, something like that. Something like that. Last time I checked, which was like about a year ago.
That is just crazy.
Because I've got cousins who are like crazy about Pokemon, and I don't follow it anymore. I used to, not anymore. Last time I checked, there was like 300 or 400 or
something
like
that. That's just ridiculous.
I have one thing to say about Pokemon, and that is Ash is voiced by a girl.
I think we all know
that.
Actually,
it's been back and forth.
No,
a girl.
The original was voiced by a girl.
Okay.
Yes. Like a Brock. Was Brock blind?
No. I think I remember
no,
one episode.
No, he just smiled
where,
a lot, so he was always squinting.
I think I remember one episode where he opened his eyes really wide.
Oh, that was because of Officer Jenny.
Yeah. You want to, you know.
Jenny, that's right. Yeah, Officer Jenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Know what I've realized?
What's that?
Pokemon in the original season was very racist and had lots of different controversial issues. There are banned episodes
have
from the original season.
Have you seen the Animaniacs?
Yes, that's just as bad, but but like, this is the Japanese. Like, if you think about it, back then, the Japanese were very racist.
Yep.
Brock was depicted as one of the Asians whose eyes would never open wide.
Yep.
But Brock wasn't Asian. Brock was black.
I still enjoy that most
Aha!
of the girls in anime
Aha!
have, like,
Southeast Asia.
Giant eyes.
Eyes.
Giant eyes.
Giant eyes.
No, they have giant eyes. And it's like, okay.
Anybody who watches anime knows where that was going.
Yeah, okay, no.
Well
no.
done, sweetie. Well done.
They legitimately have giant eyes, and I don't understand it because they're supposed to be Asian.
Well,
I know that seems racist, but
you know
seriously?
What it is? It's because they dream of having these big eyes.
They dream of being American.
They try to make themselves look like. We're so terrible.
I like Host Club, and I think there's like two characters who actually look Asian. Everybody else, you would never guess.
I just don't watch anime. I'm done with that.
I just like Host Club.
Oh.
I like one
Shut
thing.
Up. The new Harry Potter movie came out. And then that was something we can all agree on. Zach, what were your thoughts on that?
I thought it was good. It wasn't as exciting as some of the other movies, but I thought it was a good ending.
I cried.
I didn't.
You're too much of a manly man.
No, you know what it was? It was all the annoying little people that every time something happened, I'm like, stop clapping, stop cheering, shut up, I want
to
watch the movie.
That's why you go to the later shows, so that the children aren't there.
I went to the midnight premiere, and the applause was only where the applause should have been.
Like the kiss.
The kiss, you know. sorry, let me try this again.
Neville.
Let me start this. What's the word I'm looking for now?
I don't know.
Oh, I have a
spoiler alert.
Oh, there we go.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Okay.
The kiss between Ron and Hermione. The snake beheading the Nagini. What are some other things that there were? The laugh when Voldemort hugged Malfoy. That was hilarious.
Oh. Okay.
That made me laugh.
I saw this movie with two of my friends in Woodstock on The Late Show. And let me just tell you that Woodstock sucks. We're all too serious. Because in a theater crowded with people for a 3D showing on opening night of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, Me and both of my friends were the only ones laughing for the hug.
I thought it was hilarious.
And we were laughing very loudly. I'm pretty sure the rest of the theater hated us.
Go ahead.
Okay, two things. One, the hug. A couple of days after I saw the movie, I saw a picture on a DeviantArt. I'm not sure if you guys have heard of that, but it's pretty much a fan site where people put their own pictures.
I think you and I
free hugs.
We know.
It was pretty much a picture. It showed the clip of Voldemort hugging Malfoy, and then it shows Malfoy, like an actual picture of Malfoy walking off, and like, what the hell was that? And then a picture of Bellatrix Lestrange yelling, and a speech bubble saying, "Where's my hug?"
You need to go find that. Go find that post, and we'll put it on our Tumblr.
I'm trying. The internet is better now. Second thing.
Listening.
After I watched the movie, this is a hilarious story. I told some other people, they laughed maniacally, and this is true. I swear to whatever god you want, this is
Buddha. True. Allah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm leaving the theater, and I'm here, and I'm overhearing a bunch of people saying, "Oh my god, that was awesome." Whatever. I overhear this one blonde girl talking with, I guess, her boyfriend, her date, whatever. She says, "Oh my god, that was an awesome movie. That was such an awesome ending. I wasn't expecting a lot of that to happen." The boy says, "Didn't you read the books?" I hear a loud gasp. "There are books?" I shit you not. That is what she said. She said, "There are books?" My forehead was red and had a red handprint on it.
That is absolutely hysterical.
Oh my god.
I wanted to go up to her and say, "Are you fucking kidding? When was the last time you went to a library?"
Beep.
Beep. That's why we have a warning at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
That's priceless. That's
amazing. True. I heard it and I'm like, "Oh my god, are you serious?
There's books?
There are books about this?"
That is going on the quote quote part of our show. Holy crap, that's amazing.
Oh man.
Oh my god, that's priceless.
Just an awesome ending for
what
the show.
What a stupid person. Stupid. If you're listening, you're stupid. Just so you know.
I'm sorry, but
there's not 8 books, there's 7.
That thing right there, that just perpetuated the blonde stereotype for me. I heard before that, I'm like, because I have a bunch of blonde friends and most of them are smart. I heard this and I'm like, okay, most blondes are dumb. What the hell is this?
Hey. Haters.
I said most.
I got a 98 in literature, man.
Hold on, I gotta check something.
My hair is blonde.
Yeah, her roots.
It's dyed.
Okay, I see now. Oh, right.
Because I remember the last.
Should I
put
some old Facebook pictures up?
The last one time she was here.
What?
Shall we pull some old Facebook pictures up?
No.
No need. They're already up there.
No.
We'll throw them on Tumblr, shall we?
No.
Oh yeah. No, it's.
Are you talking about the like normal blonde ones or the like
blonde? The blonde.
The bleached blonde. Because I was Marie Antoinette for Halloween. Oh God.
We should
please
go find
no.
These. Zach's on it. Zach's on it.
It looks terrible.
No. I found the picture.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you? Okay. Show it to me after.
I'm gonna post it on the.
No. Post it on the Tumblr. Post it on Tumblr. I'll give you the. I'll get the.
I'm gonna put it on Facebook.
Go ahead. We love you, Steph.
Yeah, I hate you.
Oh,
too.
It's actually a cartoon. I thought it's not the original like pictures, but it's pretty much a cartoon. But you'll get the point.
Why?
Why what?
I don't
what,
get it.
What are you doing?
Everything.
I don't understand. Je ne comprends pas.
Okay, you know what? There's no French in the studio.
Yes,
no French in the studio. Well, you know what? That's a lie because we're kind of sitting right beside a French college.
Yeah.
That's in the building, and Zach is looking extremely.
We all
intense.
Know what at least one line in French means.
Avec du fromage.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
Oui. Okay. Zach's still like, I don't get it. I don't get this. So now we have something to make fun of him about.
Okay.
On that note, though.
It still doesn't mean anything.
And it is on Facebook. Everybody check this out.
Oh, no.
This is what we were talking about earlier with the Harry Potter scene with Voldemort hugging.
Oh, that's what he was.
Okay.
No, okay. I gotta see this. I'll throw it on Tumblr after.
Oh, he wasn't talking about
that's awesome. All right, we'll throw that up on Tumblr in just a second, guys. But you know what? The time is now 7:57, and we've run out of time today.
Aww.
Song.
We are going to. You know what? In tribute of, you know, the easily foreseen death of Amy Winehouse.
I called it a year ago.
Yeah, okay. We are going to play Rehab by Amy Winehouse. So
the Glee one's better.
Oh, probably. Oh, you know what? You know what? Maybe I should play that one instead.
Yeah, maybe you should.
You know what? You okay. Know what? You know what? You guys keep talking while I go find it.
Okay.
I'm not a big Amy Winehouse fan.
Me neither, honestly.
So, you know, may she rest in peace, but...
I didn't like her music, really.
No.
Really?
We're such haters. We're so
got it. I got it, guys.
I'm not a hater. I'm just saying I didn't like her music. No. And I called her death a year before she died.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that she...
It's because they tried to make her go to rehab, and she said no, no, no.
That's why she died.
Exactly.
Now everyone's saying that song is ironic.
Yep.
Bwaha! Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, today... we'd like to thank Steph for coming to the studio today. It's great to have you back in here. Yay! Okay, yay. good to have you back in. We'll hopefully have you back in the near future.
Yay. Yay, Zach!
Yay! That was really loud. Holy
Zach
shit.
Zach Berlo, you're awesome.
And boo to Kelvin, who couldn't be here.
We miss you, Kelvin.
We miss you, but
the studio is missing the Asian presence that it needs.
Kelvin, I'm crying for you.
Oh, don't cry. I don't see tears. She's lying, Kelvin.
Don't tell him that.
Blondes tell lies.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've run out of time today. Thank you for tuning in to Where the Wind Blows this week. In 2 weeks, we will be back on air in studio, pending. I'm not racist, Steph.
Not you.
Oh.
Me?
We will be back in studio.
The blondes thing.
We'll be back in studio in a couple weeks, guys, so stay tuned to the Twitter and Facebook. We'll keep you updated. For now, this is Where the Wind Blows. That's
Okay. I thought you were going to go
with.
Okay, I'm Zach Murillo.
And Steph.
And I'm E.T. And to leave you off today, we're going to start you off with a Rehab by
Amy Winehouse.
No, Glee.
Vocal Steph's Adrenaline, because
Steph, lead
none
us
of
off.
The actual Glee people.
Lead us off.
This is Rehab by Vocal Adrenaline from Glee. Enjoy.